Today's scripture is taken from Romans chapter 12, 9 to 21. That was 10 or 12. But let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another for mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Preserve in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peacefully with all. Beloved, never avenge yourself, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Know if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will be heaping coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning. So we're going to do something a little different for my sermon time this morning. And I want to give you a little bit of a reason of why I chose to do something different. I remember a year ago, I think it was in June 2015, hearing the news, if you remember, in South Carolina, Charleston, a shooter came into a church and killed African Americans in their Baptist church. And I remember when I heard the news, I pulled over to the side of the road and just prayed. And then a month later, we hear about what happened in Paris, in the different city parts of Paris, and a concert hall and a cafe area, bombings that happened. And I remember again pulling over on the side of the road and praying. And it feels like this past year, I'm always continuously hearing news about tragedy, about African American lives taken short because of racism, about people being killed by religious fanatics, about not being safe in your own hometowns or just going out to eat or enjoying time with family. And every time I hear about these news, I stop whatever I'm doing and try to be in prayer. But to be honest, sometimes it gets tiring. How many times do I have to pull over on the side of the road to be in prayer? How many times do I have to stop what I'm doing to be in prayer? And then I remember the wonderful thing that I am not alone in prayer, that we as Christians are called to be in prayer together. When I did the worship bulletin on Friday morning, I already put in a box about how we should be called to in prayer, especially this week. And since then, we've heard more news. We know that in Nice, as people in France were celebrating Bastille Day, there was a guy who killed over 60 persons with a truck and guns. And even this morning, as Phil and I were driving to church, we hear about the news, I believe it was in Louisiana or somewhere, about another shooter killing cops. Our world is filled with violence and tragedy, but we as Christians must come together in prayer, so I wanted to use this message time for prayer. I'm so thankful for Gaius, when yesterday I said we need to do something different to be in prayer together for message time, he was able to quickly, taking just this morning's scripture passage, come up with some songs that are fitting as well. So I'll ask Joy and I think maybe Jonathan or whoever has those pages, could you pass those out? Because we are going to be in time of prayer, of scripture, and song together now. So let's hand out those sheets, and then we'll begin our time together. Kind of follow us along.
Okay. We'll begin first with a passage of scripture to review. Romans 12, verse 9a.
Let's let them pass out the sheets.
I think I'm sorry,
still
yes.
Some people that, yeah.
Okay.
And you'll want to take out the United Methodist hymnal. It's the red hymnal book in the pew in front of you. And you can share with your neighbor, or we have some extras in the empty pews. Okay.
So, Romans chapter 12, verse 9a. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. And now let us sing, This is My Father's World.
This is my Father's world, and to my lips singing, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's world, and mercy of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, His hand a wondrous rock. This is my Father's word. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In rustling grass I hear Him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. This is my Father's world. Oh, let me ne'er forget that though the wrong seems oft so strong, God is the ruler yet. This is my Father's world. Why should my heart be sad? The Lord is King, let heavens ring, the rains, let the earth be glad.
You may be seated. We continue with Romans 12, verse 9b to 11a. Remember these words from the Apostle Paul. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. I invite now Zoe and Zachary. They're going to read a children's bedtime prayer for us.
Father, we thank Thee. For the night and the pleasant morning light, for rest and food and loving care, and all that makes the day so fair. Help us to do the things we should. To be kind. And good. In all we do. In words and play. To grow loving every day.
172, Jesus, I love thee.
My Jesus, I love thee, I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior, thou art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, this is now. I love thee because thou hast first loved me and purchased my pardon on Calvary's tree. I love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. In mansions of glory and endless delight, I ever adore thee in heaven so bright. I'll sing with the glittering crown on my brow. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now.
And now from Romans chapter 12, verse 11b, it says, serve the Lord. Let us sing, O Jesus, I have promised.
Promise to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side. Nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. Oh, let me feel thee near me. The world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me and within. But Jesus, draw thou nearer and shield my soul from sin. Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accents clear and still. Above the storm of passion, the murmurs of self-will. Oh, speak to reassure me, to hasten or control. Oh, speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul. Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee, that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. And Jesus, I have promised to serve thee in the end. Oh, give me grace to follow my Master and my friend.
We continue with Romans with these words: to remember, to rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering. I invite you now to stand as you are able to sing Leaning on the Everlasting Arms on page 133 of the hymnal.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
And now, Romans chapter 12, verse 12b, persevere in prayer. And we invite now Marilyn to say a prayer.
Lord God, we don't know how to pray. This immense disaster feels overwhelming. We can only imagine how the victims feel. We are so many miles away that we feel helpless. Surround those directly involved with your loving presence. Comfort the families of the dead and injured. Sustain those waiting for word of those they love. Protect, strengthen, and uphold the rescuers and emergency personnel. Help all of us to remember that your love is bigger and stronger than despair and destruction. Guide and strengthen us to reach out to those affected in ways that will bring healing. Give them and us a sense of your peace and hope. In the name of Jesus, our friend and healer, amen.
Amen. And now let's turn to our hymnals, 395, Take Time to Be Holy. Let's sing verses 1 and 4.
Take time to be holy, speak off with thy Lord. Abide in Him always, and feed on His Word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Forgetting in nothing, His blessing to seek. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Cast out in each motive beneath His control. Thus led by His Spirit, to fountains of love. Thou soon shalt be fitted for service above.
We continue to hear these words of instructions from Romans 12, verse 13 to 14. To remember to contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them.
Lord, make me an instrument of your peace where there is hatred. Let me sow love where there is injury, pardon, where there is doubt, faith, where there is despair, hope, where there is darkness, light, where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled, but to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is in dying that we are born again to eternal life.
We sing now Jesu, Jesu, hymnal page 432. Let us sing verses 1, 3, and 5.
Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Kneels at the feet of his friends, silently washes their feet. Master who acts as a slave to them. Yesu, Yesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. These are the ones we should serve. These are the ones we should love. All these are neighbors to us and you. Yesu, Yesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Kneel at the feet of our friends, silently washing their feet. This is the way we should live with you. Yesu, Yesu, fill us with your love. Show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
And our final scripture from Romans chapter 12, verses 15 to 16. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. And let us now all say the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
This ends our time of prayer, scripture, and hymns together. I encourage you now that even when we go forth after worship today, to continue to be in prayer for each other, for the world, and for the people of God. Together we say, Amen. And